11th of October 2010, an important Oracle press release, in fact, a joint Oracle and IBM press release. Here follows. Oracle and IBM collaborate to accelerate Java innovation through the OpenJDK. Oracle and IBM today announced that the companies will collaborate to allow developers and customers to build and innovate based on existing Java investments and the OpenJDK reference implementation. Specifically, the companies will collaborate in the OpenJDK community to develop the leading open source Java environment. With today's news, the two companies will make the OpenJDK community the primary location for open source Java SE development. The Java community process will continue to be the primary standards body for the Java specification work, and both companies will work to continue to enhance the JCP. The collaboration will center on the OpenJDK project, the open source implementation of the Java platform, standard edition, specification, the Java language, the Java development kit, and the Java runtime environment. Oracle and IBM will support the recently announced OpenJDK development roadmap, which accelerates the availability of Java SE across the open source community. So in a nutshell, this is how Oracle is going to push Java SE 7 and also 8, therefore bypassing the frictional issue of Apache not being able to obtain the testing and compatibility toolkit, or I think I've got that right, the TCK, which would certify Apache Harmony as a Java SE implementation. IBM, as a supporter of the original Harmony project, have decided, therefore, to reinvest that support and their beloved engineers into the OpenJDK, which is really a godsend for the OpenJDK community, and really it moves Java right forward. Instantly, of course, the ramifications are that it weakens the Android argument, in that Google's defense that the lawsuit or subpoena weakened is an attack on the open source, and the community is severely weakened. If you look at the executive committee members of the JCP, I think it actually does strengthen the JCP process, and Patrick Cohen and all of them. If you look at the members, including Apache Software Foundation, in my domain, there's definitely Credit Suisse, who's an executive committee member there, which is pretty really good for them, because it means that for investment banks in the City of London, Java is the prima donna platform and will be for quite a while. And because you have Oracle and IBM working collaboratively together, that the mother language and the platform is quite assured for at least a decade. So this is great news for large institutions and large corporates who rely on Java in the cloud and on the server side, and will continue. It also means that IBM will be able to contribute some of their J9 ideas. I think they will contribute first, as Stephen Colburn points out, and a few others, that maybe it will be on the classes. For example, IBM was responsible for the date and calendar classes originally, so that's very ironic that Stephen Colburn mentioned that. Stephen Colburn is the author of and the spec lead of Joda Time and the next generation date time libraries for JDK 7 or maybe 8 now. So it all looks very interesting, and I'm really quite impressed by Oracle's business ideas and acumen.